Now, the Taoiseach has indicated that the government will sign off on the plans for the new National Maternity Hospital this week. Today, representatives from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group will appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee to discuss the planned move of the hospital to the St Vincent's Elm Park campus. But still, opposition to the plan continues. Hundreds of people attended a protest rally at the gates of Leinster House at the weekend, calling for a secular National Maternity Hospital to be built on state land. Dr Chris Fitzpatrick, a former master of the Coombe Hospital, resigned from his role on the relocation project board of the National Maternity Hospital back in 2017 around concerns about ownership. And Dr. Fitzpatrick, you're welcome to the programme. 5 years on.
Good morning, Mary.
And with all the assurances now that we have from the medical and from the political world around the governance and around the ownership of this hospital, why are you still opposed to the current arrangements?
Well, I think the problem, Mary, is one of trust and transparency still. And I think we've got bogged down recently in complex technicalities and legalese. So I trust that the clinicians want to do what is right in the new hospital. But what I don't trust is the convoluted governance on the site. And I'm not confident that the clinicians will have the independence that they require despite all the assurances. Like, we're constantly told that the nuns have gone, that the Catholic Church has gone, that this will be a secular hospital. But I find it absolutely unbelievable that the Cabinet now is poised to invest €1 billion of taxpayers' money without seeing the correspondence between the nuns and the Vatican regarding the transfer of the sister shareholding in St Vincent's Healthcare Group to St Vincent's Holding that took place to facilitate the building of the maternity hospital. And all the other relevant correspondence involving the papal nuncio and the archbishop, and particularly in view of the controversial legacy of the Religious Sisters of Charity in women's healthcare in this state. So, like, are there strings attached to this? We're told that we don't need to see the documents. We're told that they are not relevant. But poised to sign off on this massive investment, I think there's an obligation for the government to actually review these documents.
So if you
and also make them available to us to see.
If you, Dr. Fitzpatrick, if you were on the Oireachtas Health Committee today and you had members of the St Vincent's group, the health group, healthcare group, appearing before you, is that the question? Is that it?
Well,
Show me the correspondence between.
I think that's a key
question. Yeah. Are there others?
I think that's the key question at the present time. And what I'm very surprised at is that, first of all, the government hasn't actually sought these documents. Secondly, that they haven't been advised by the Attorney General or their legal advisors to actually acquire these documents.
Do you know that?
And to disclose them. And
do
I think
you
it's
know,
unbelievable
do you know that,
that the clinicians actually haven't sought
but yes,
these documents.
But yet, you know, you have to look at the piling on of evidence of people who support this move. 52 or more senior National Maternity Hospital clinicians, masters and former masters, colleagues of your own, government politicians, past government politicians, present government politicians, and a 299-year lease. The nuns having relinquished involvement to this new holding company. You know, constant assurances that there is no religious involvement here. It is a secular hospital. And still, you persist in believing that there's some secret agenda.
Well, I think that the way to dispel the concerns in relation to the involvement of the Vatican in this and whether there are any strings attached to the site is actually to disclose the documents. So if there's no problem in relation to these documents, then they should be disclosed. If there is a problem, we'll actually see them. And like, this is not part of some anti-Catholic agenda. Like, I'm a Catholic myself, and I'm only too aware of the Church's shameful history, its reluctance to disclose documents, its obfuscation in such matters, and its habit of saying one thing and meaning the other. So I think that the key issue at the present time is before you invest it.
How would you respond, though, Dr. Fitzpatrick, if I say to you, what you're doing here now is stoking up fear?
It's not shocking. I think actually the way to actually to allay anxiety in relation to that, it's this, is to simply make the documents available. Like, it is unbelievable that the correspondence that actually enabled this site to be made available for the development of this hospital are actually not being disclosed. And I think there's no real excuse to actually withhold them.
Okay, that's the key question for you. What about this term?
I think the second issue is actually the ownership of the site, and I would ask.
So a 299 year lease, a leasehold, is not sufficient for you.
Well, I would concur with the views of Deirdre Madden and Sarah McLachlan, who asked for absolute clarity on the separation between church and state. And part of that is the actual ownership of the site. And I think if this is to be a national maternity hospital, I feel that it should actually be owned by the state.
And at this late stage, would you close the book and move to Elm Park and start again?
No, what I would like to see is the Taoiseach actually, first of all, requesting the disclosure of these documents. And the second is to enter into negotiations with St. Vincent's Hospital and actually to making the site available to the state.
All right.
Because the state actually requested this to either to make it available by purchase or to gift it. I would also think that surely there must be a sum of money that could be invested in the public part of St. Vincent's Hospital that would encourage the Religious Sisters of Charity, St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, to hand over the site to the state.
All right, Dr. Fitzpatrick.
There are no objections that I know of amongst the clinicians in the National Maternity Hospital for the state owning the site. I think many clinicians in St. Vincent's Hospital would welcome investment in the public hospital.
There we must leave it, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.